With SRN News, I'm John Scott. It's a done deal. Various news sources say President Trump and Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. have reached a trade agreement. The agreement calls for 19% tariffs on goods coming from the Philippines, while American goods shipped there won't be charged a tariff. This comes after the two leaders met at the White House. Marcos says his country's strongest partner has always been the United States. Marcos met with Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on Monday. The Trump administration once again withdrawing from the UN cultural agency UNESCO.
The Trump White House is citing similar concerns to those which prompted its decision to withdraw in 2018, saying it believes involvement is not in the U.S.'s national interest and accuses the agency of promoting anti-Israel speech. The decision to pull U.S. funding and participation from UNESCO comes 2 years after the Biden administration rejoined it. The withdrawal decision goes into effect December 2026. George Williams, Washington.
Sentencing is Wednesday for Brian Koberger, convicted of murdering four University of Idaho students. Koberger will be receiving numerous life sentences. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says that despite the historic trend, the party of the president in power loses in midterm. He believes Republicans will do well in 2026.
I think the environment is going to be good for Republicans running across the country this fall in places like Virginia and New Jersey and next year and all the midterm elections, because conditions are going to be good for Americans. You already see the economy improving substantially over where it was for 4 years under Joe Biden.
Senator Cotton was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street, stocks are hanging near record highs. The Dow is up 154 points. The Nasdaq down 59. This is SRN News. The United Kingdom getting serious about persecution. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
10 countries will be targeted by the British government with efforts to ease the plight of Christians and other embattled people of faith. David Smith, the UK's special envoy for religious freedom, says diplomatic pressure will be applied to Vietnam, Algeria, India, Nigeria, Pakistan, China, Syria, Ukraine, Afghanistan, and Iraq. Smith says if something isn't done soon, Christianity might cease to exist in several of those nations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas Attorney General has sued an adult swimming program after two men were allowed to compete in the women's division at a meet this spring in San Antonio, with one placing first in several events. The suit alleges that U.S. Masters swimming undermined the trust of consumers because other swimmers faced an unfair disadvantage. It happened in the Spring Nationals. This is SRN News. From the foreign desk, there's been a deadly disaster on the water in Indonesia. Correspondent Haya Panjwani has details in this report.
More than 500 people have been saved from an Indonesian ferry that caught fire over the weekend. The KM Barcelona 5 caught fire around midday Sunday while heading to Manado on its regular half-day journey. Video footage shows people in the water as the boat was engulfed in flames in the background. A Coast Guard ship, 6 rescue vessels, and several inflatable boats were deployed in the rescue operation. Crews pulled many people from the sea and took them to nearby islands. Local fishermen also saved some survivors wearing life jackets as they were drifting into choppy waters. 3 people died from the fire. 2 remain missing. I'm Haya Panjwani.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.